This is Digital Story Podcast number 513, January 5th, 2016. Today's theme is My Five Faves from CES Las Vegas. I'm Derek Story. A new tradition of recent years is to trek to Las Vegas to cover CES right after the new year. Here's where I and thousands of other journalists have the opportunity to see firsthand the tech landscape for 2016. And that's the theme of today's show. So I'm recording part of this podcast in the studio before I leave for Las Vegas. And then I'm going to drop in the feature piece from Las Vegas. That's right. Because on the Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, as press, I get sneak peeks before the show actually opens on Wednesday. Now, on Wednesday, of course, you'll start hearing all the stuff because the floors open at the Convention Center and the Sands Hotel Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I believe. And so that's the main show. That's the big top. I get out of there before then. I actually go early for the press events. And then I go to one day of the show because there are certain appointments that we can only have during the show with folks, in my case, such as Olympus and Lexar, things like that. And then I head out of town. I tell you, you want to hear the real reason why I head out of town for the rest of the show? Hotel rates go bazingo after Wednesday. So in other words, if I were to stay Wednesday night, the hotel that I had been staying in at, roughly $100 a night, $119 a night, something like that, goes up to $279 a night, $359 a night. Sometimes they go up over $400 a night, the very same hotel that you were staying in before the show started at a reasonable rate. So I take care of the press stuff first, and then I get out of town, let other people pay those high hotel prices. And, you know, we get a preview of what's going on anyway. So we get to see all the cool stuff because the press events are actually quite good at CES. So I'm going to have my five goodies for you in the next segment of the show. I'm going to tell you the things that I think are interesting firsthand, and I'll have pictures and all that good stuff that I'll be able to run with the show notes, and then give you a preview of the 2016 tech landscape firsthand from Las Vegas. So here I am at Mandalay Bay, and it was quite a turnout tonight for CES Unveiled. Hordes of journalists and press descended upon the hotel, in part to see about the new products, of course. Lots of good stuff. I have five items that I'm going to share with you right now. But also because it's an event where we can see each other. I saw probably half a dozen people I hadn't seen in a while. It was really great to reconnect and share notes and catch up on what's going on. There's food here, and they actually keep refilling the trays even after all the media have cleaned them out. And there's open bar, which is pretty cool. So you can get something to drink also. So anyway, I covered the floor a couple different times and really took a look at everything. And I have five products that were featured here at the show that I think are things to keep your eyes on. And I'm going to go over those right now. The first one is the Ricoh Theta S. So this is a spherical imaging camera. Now, it's been around for a while, the Theta has, but this is the latest version. And it captures 360-degree scenes surrounding the user. This is crazy. It produces photos and videos that enable viewers to see the entirety of the scene by scrolling up, down, sideways, and all around in the resulting image. It was a CES Innovation Award winner. And the cool thing about the Theta is that it's very small, it's very compact, very portable. So you literally can carry it in your front pants pocket, or slide it into a small area of your camera bag or your backpack. And when you have those situations where you need to capture immersive video or photos, this device can do it for you. It connects to tablets and smartphones. It's really come along in the last release here. And as I said, it was featured as an innovation winner. The next is probably my favorite of the bunch. I just love this, in part because it's not very expensive, in part because it's so clever, and in part because it's eco-friendly. It's the Pilot Eco USB cell rechargeable battery. So this battery is a AA cell. It utilizes lithium polymer technology, and it is rechargeable via USB ports. So the way that it works is you have, you know, a AA battery. It looks like a AA battery. Instead of having a copper top, it has a green top. And the green top opens up, and there's a USB connector there. So all you have to do on the battery is open it up, stick it into a USB port that has power, and it will recharge. So that means you could use it with anything that you're using to recharge your smart devices, computer USB ports, all that kind of stuff. In essence, you never need to have a charger with you. Your battery is your charger, and it just plugs into a USB port. And it has very good performance, at least according to CES and the manufacturer. So I'm gonna take them at their word. So this is something that I'm really gonna look into, the Pilot, P-I-L-O-T, Eco USB cell. Looks like a really cool device, something to have while you're on the go. Something that you can use to recharge for instance, my portable recording device that I'm using right here, or your flash, or anything else that uses AA cells. The next item, this is one of those things that won't be out until October. Maybe. this is something about CES. In that we see stuff that may or may not become reality. Now, most of the time, it does, in all honesty. But it's kind of fun to look back on the winners from 2015, 2014, and seeing how they're faring these days, right? Did they really make it to market? Was it vaporware? Did the funding come through? All that kind of stuff. So this may fall into that category, but I liked it so much, I'm including it in my list of things to keep an eye on. It is the Link, L-I-N-K, SSD storage platform. So this is a super compact SSD storage device that stores up to 2 terabytes of data. It has a quad-core ARM processor, 4 gigabytes of RAM, 802.11 Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 4.0, a rechargeable lithium-ion battery, and wireless charging. And this is all in a little square that easily fits in the palm of your hand. It's very durable. It's made out of quality materials. You can drop it. You can bang around in the bottom of your bag, all this kind of stuff. And it will hold together because it doesn't have, you know, any moving parts. Now, here's the cool thing about it. Here's why I include it on the list. What they're working on and what they promise is that we will be able to send images directly from our Wi-Fi enabled camera, Olympus, Panasonic, Canon, whatever it happens to be, to this device. So instead of having to send images to our tablets or to our smartphones, we'll be able to send it to an actual storage device. Then we can choose the images that we want using our tablet or smartphone from the Link device and upload those, edit them, all that kind of stuff. So what it would do is it would relieve stress on our smart devices by allowing us to put our images in really what is a big storage tank. I mean, 2 terabytes. That's a lot of storage in a very little device. He said they had to work really hard to get all the components in there. So in essence, what we can do is use this very compact device that holds 2 terabytes of data to just download everything from our camera. And then we can access it via any of our Wi-Fi connected devices edit them, upload it, all that kind of stuff. So if you think about the possibilities when you're on the road, when you're on long vacations, things like that where you don't want to bring a laptop, you have a large smartphone, you have a tablet, you have this, and you have your Wi-Fi enabled camera, and really you can take care of everything, back up your images, do all that kind of stuff. So I really hope that it does come to fruition. It is the Link, L-I-N-K, SSD storage platform. Hope to see it out in October. Hope to see a good app with it to make it easy to use. If so, they may have a real winner here. Next item is a little bit off the beaten track in the sense that it's not a straight photo item, but it does capture video and it does capture still photos. So it's the Net Atmo Presence. Now, NetAtmo, they've been around for a while, and they have a pretty good track record. The Presence looks like a real device here. It's an outdoor security camera with people, car, and animal detection. So here's the way that it works. That any socket that you have outdoors, any existing light that you have outdoors, let's say on the front of the garage, if you have a carriage light, something like that, you can use that connector, you can use that socket, to put in the Presence, which is the name of this device. Now, when you look at it, it looks like a smart floodlight, which means, you know, someone walks close to the front of your house, the light goes on, supposedly they run away. The thing about it, though, is that it goes way beyond that. It's very hard to see, but there's a camera lens right below the floodlight. And of course, if the floodlight's on, you're not going to see the camera lens because you're blinded by the light. That can record video or still photos, send them to your smart device, and you can even program it to detect animals, certain people, cars, whatever you want. So you could program it to recognize your car. So let's say that when you drive up to the driveway, it recognizes your car, the light goes on or it doesn't go on, depending on what you want. And you can even, since it's Wi-Fi connected, then you can even have it kick in a bunch of other things, such as opening the garage door and stuff like that. So it's pretty darn cool. I mean, and it's very handsome. That's the other thing that I like about it. Pretty nice, and you could, you know, maybe even have some fun with it too. The NetAtmo Presence, a pretty smart floodlight, camera, video recorder, all that stuff that connects to your mobile device. Okay, last year, this is final thing on my list. Last year I resisted talking about curved TVs and all that kind of stuff, but it looks like they're definitely here to stay, and they've actually gotten much better. So HP has something, and this is the last item on my list here. HP actually has something called the HP Envy Curved All-in-One Display. So it delivers the most immersive experience with top-of-the-line performance. Very, very nice display. Great image. Larger-than-life, Technicolor certified. And, you know, when you look at it, the proportions of it are very panoramic. So it looks like you're going to the theater. If you're going to get a curved TV, and it, you know, it looks like the right size too, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's not ginormous, but it's definitely big enough to where, you know, you can fall into the image here. So if you're thinking about a curved display, I would say this HP Envy would be one to consider. It did get a CES Innovator Award, so I'm not the only one that thought it was cool. CES thought it was pretty cool, and it's a good-looking device. So those are the items that I thought were noteworthy and things to keep an eye on. So what was the general feel for the experience tonight? Well, as you can imagine, there was a lot of personal technology. I mean, things like smart bartender, right? A robotic bartender that you can program and it automatically makes your drinks for you. A lot of wearable technology. Not as many drones as I thought, you know, so it seems like the drone phase was last year, and this year obviously there are still some drones. Parrot was displaying, DJI was displaying, all that. But in general, it wasn't the craziness that we saw last year with drones. But the wearable technologies have definitely moved up the list.
And then I would say also the smart home related products have moved up the list. So now we have programmable locks and smart devices for basically every appliance in the house, definitely lighting. The smart floodlight that I talked about before, the Presence, I thought was one of the best of those types of devices.
It is.
Just because it's so practical, it looks so good, and it really is a step ahead of some of the others in terms of its IQ. So a lot of home devices, more robotics. I would say that robotics are, you know, definitely on the upswing here. So we're seeing even to the point to where you have robotic devices, you know, such as the little doggy or something, and then you have the hand glove that can control it, move your fingers in a certain way. Immersive is a big deal. A lot of where you're putting on the goggles and you're having some sort of immersive experience, seeing a lot more of those devices here. For photographers, I think the real push forward is in two areas: battery storage and all of that, I think, is getting better. People are figuring out how to make better batteries. And, you know, that's always been an Achilles heel for us in terms of depending on battery power, you know, to run not only our cameras, but the devices that the cameras connect to. So I love seeing the battery technology move forward. I love seeing solid state storage move forward. And it's getting more affordable. The devices are getting smaller. They're getting smarter. The Link that I talked about was a great example of a device that basically does everything. It has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, has its own processor, has, you know, gigabytes of RAM storage to run its brains, and it holds 2 terabytes worth of data. And it will connect to basically anything that can transmit via Wi-Fi. So we're seeing more and more of that to help us with the storage situation. Those are the main areas. I mean, we're still seeing a push in terms of aerial photography. Drone cameras are getting better. They're getting smarter. Drones are much easier to control. So now you don't really have to have pilot-like abilities to fly a drone and to record aerial footage. They've made the user interface so much more friendly so that even someone like me that has no experience at all with drones could probably be getting some pretty good stuff with an hour's worth of practice. So that's moving forward. Cameras themselves, there's some stuff going on under non-disclosure agreement that I can't talk about right now. So that's going to be fun, but we won't really see anything around that for a month or two in terms of me being able to discuss it. On the floor here at Unveiled, we didn't see Sony, we didn't see Canon, we didn't see Panasonic. They weren't there. So in terms of pure camera technology, not so much. It's really, at the moment, the hot ticket items in the technology world for 2016 are going to be personal technology, wearables, smart home devices. Those are going to be the things that I think we're going to see a big push in. Now, the one thing I am looking forward to when I get on the trade show floor on Wednesday will be what's happening with auto. And I think auto is exciting, and I think auto is moving. Auto wasn't here tonight, wasn't really the kind of place where we could have, you know, Audi or Toyota or someone like that showing. But I think the innovation that we're going to see in cars over the next few years is going to be very fast-paced, very exciting, and quite honestly, a lot of fun. So I'll report on that separately, and I would say that even though they weren't here tonight, that is the other major area where we're really going to see some interesting things happen 2016 and beyond. All right, well, that's going to do it here from Mandalay Bay. It was a good night. It was fun looking at the stuff. I kind of wish it was a little bit more photo gear, but, you know, trends are what they are, and it was still a blast to play with all the new toys.
In the news, Amazon's best-selling camera item this holiday was film. It's true. This item was covered by Imaging Resource at imagingresource.com. Let me read you their piece here. While there are some staggering results, such as Amazon shipping more than 200 million items via free Prime shipping this holiday season, and over 3 million people joining Amazon's Prime service during the final week of December, perhaps the most surprising tidbit is that Fujifilm Instant Film was the biggest selling item from Amazon's camera department. Following the Instant Film on Amazon's best-selling camera products this holiday season are GoPro Hero 4 Silver Edition and Amazon Basics Head Strap Camera Mount for GoPro. You know, who would have guessed? Who would have guessed? I ran an Instagram picture from Christmas Eve of one of my relatives sporting one of the Fuji instant cameras, and she was taking pictures with it, and you know, it was really cool. It was just great having these shots right there on the spot. I thought it was kind of cool, and I ran it because I thought it was somewhat unique. Clearly it wasn't. My gosh, if that was the number one photo item on Amazon, I am very, very impressed. So anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Here we are in the digital age, we're talking about the latest and greatest from CES, and the number one selling item during the holiday season in the photo department at Amazon.com was Instant Film.
Virtual postcards from Las Vegas. So as you know by now, been listening to the show, unless you just dropped in at this point, you know I'm on the road this week and I'm covering CES from Las Vegas. So I thought, okay, wouldn't it be fun to make some virtual postcards that I could send to people of some of the shots that I'm taking here in, well, what they call Sin City. But instead of just sending a picture, because, I mean, if you just send a picture to somebody, it's just that, it's just a picture. It's just like every other email attachment that, you know, they would get when someone's out and about. So I thought what I'd do is I'd dress up the ones that I wanted to do. I'd jazz them up a bit using Image Framer. So that is my use this week for Image Framer, which is to take a handful of my favorite shots, drop them into Image Framer, do some cool things with the borders and, you know, just jazz them up, get some type on there, you know, have really, you know, make them different than just a regular photo that's attached, and then send that off to the folks as my hello from Las Vegas. And then, of course, when I got home, if I wanted, I could print those out and make actual postcards from them, or I could print them out and make fine art greeting cards. And there's really a difference from just a photo attachment to an email and an image that's been dressed up with a cool border and some type and, you know, really looks like it has some production value to it. So Jacob has set up an Image Framer landing page for us. You just have to click on the link. It's in the show notes and take you right over there. He's got some sweet discounts for us. He's got three different versions. Then make something cool. In my case, this week, it's postcards from Las Vegas.
Products we love. The Indigo Marble 15-inch Protective Camera Wrap. So I've been testing this, the Indigo Marble 15-inch Protective Camera Wrap. It sells for $24.97 on Amazon. I have a link, of course, to it in the show notes. And I've been using it with a variety of shoulder bags while on the go. And that's what I really like about this photo accessory. It allows me to use any bag that I want and make it a photo bag, make it a camera bag. Because what this wrap does, it has water-resistant nylon on the inside. This is what goes against your electronic device. So it's very smooth. It doesn't, you know, it protects the surface of your device. And then on the outside, it has this very soft, plush fabric with Velcro tabs on three of the four corners. And the Velcro tabs, of course, adhere to this very soft textured stuff on the outside. So what you do is you take any device. You can take your mirrorless camera. I put also my telephoto lens, my Olympus telephoto lens in there, the pro version, the big one. And then you just wrap it up, and then you can just stick it in any shoulder bag, in the walking man shoulder bag if you want, in the ultralight bag if you have it, in your JanSport backpack, you know, whatever you want to use. And it's protected, because if you look at the picture, there's a square in the middle of it, and that has extra padding. That is like closed foam padding there. So it's very flexible, but it's very dense. And then the rest of the fabric has a slight padding to it. And when you wrap it up, it's even more padded. Now, you can wrap it up so that your camera strap hangs on the outside, which is kind of cool. So you could carry it around your neck and use it as a camera case. And in fact, in one corner, the corner that doesn't have Velcro, there's a little pouch, it's secured closed, that you can slip a memory card in there or an extra battery or something like that. I mean, it's just super versatile. You can spread it out on the table when you're working on your equipment, if you're on a hard surface, and set your equipment down on that, not worry about clunking it against a hard surface or accidentally scratching or dinging something. And then the inside, I told you the nylon side, it's also neutral gray. So you can use it as an emergency gray card, since you always have it with you anyway. And it works that way too. So then that way you can take a shot with the person holding up the wrap. And then when you're back in Lightroom or whatever you're using, you can use that to help color correct the image. It's just very nice, very versatile. There's like, you know, a million uses for this thing. But I really like it because it gives me the freedom to use any camera bag that I want, yet carry a delicate lens or carry a camera or carry my iPad, whatever I want. You can wrap anything up in the 15-inch. They also make a 19-inch version too if you shoot with DSLRs and you need something a little bit bigger. So anyway, this is a product that I'm just really digging. I'm carrying it with me in Las Vegas. I'm just going to leave it in my suitcase from now on, because when you're on the road, you always need stuff like this. You know, what if I want to just carry a show bag around and I want to have my camera in there? Well, I just wrap it up in the Indigo Marble protective camera wrap and off I go. So anyway, as I said, $24.97. I have the link to it in the show notes. I get it from Amazon.com. Very cool. It's definitely a product that I love.
Member quotes of the week. Intelligent comments from the Digital Story Facebook page.
So, in regard to Friday's Facebook post, "Together we cross the bridge to 2016. Happy New Year. See you on the other side." We had a couple pretty terrific comments that I want to share with you right now. So the image itself, I don't know if you saw it or not. I put it on Instagram also. I took it actually in the rain. We were hiking in the rain and we came across this very long bridge, wooden bridge that went across a stream. And, you know, because it was raining, the bridge was wet and, you know, there's foliage on both sides there. It wasn't foliage, actually, trees without leaves on it, kind of hanging over. And then I waited until my hiking mates were almost at the end of the bridge before I took the shot. So they kind of have this one-point perspective down. And everything looks really wet, including the surface of the bridge itself. And then, of course, I wrote, "Together we cross the bridge to 2016. I thought that was pretty neat. So it all worked nicely for me. So Aaron commented, "And sometimes the path to new things looks wet and slippery, but we take it anyway," with a smiley face. Yes. Amen, Aaron. That is absolutely true. That you just kind of summed up my approach to life there. And Michael added, "A very appropriate image, Derek. Thanks for all your great work through 2015. And I wish you all the best for 2016. Well, thank you very much, Michael. So post your thoughts on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thedigitalstory. Believe me, I read them. I enjoy them. I try to answer back when appropriate. And I always like to pick a few to share on the show, because this is our community and I like you to hear what your mates are saying.
A holiday poem from Red River Paper.
So I thought this was kind of cute. They sent this out, I believe, on Christmas Eve. And, you know, just wishing everyone happy holidays and also letting folks know that they're going to be closed until right after New Year's. And I read it. This is part, I'm on their email list, and I read it. And I just thought it was clever and fun for photographers and people who love to print. So I thought I'd close out the show today sharing this poem with you and you know, just see what you think. This is a nice thought to end our podcast today. And as she made her final print, the postman arrived in a sprint. He had to finish his final run before going home for family fun. She checked the card one last time just to make sure all was fine. She had used Red River paper and learned to add water vapor because humidity helps when the air is dry. Such as when it's cold and dampness too shy, her card did not curl and was perfectly flat. A gorgeous image of a holiday cat. Into the addressed envelope her personal card went, and even the postman confirmed that it was money well spent. When you need help learning all about inkjet printing, make Red River Paper your source from the beginning. A thought from Red River Paper. They have a tile on all the pages of The Digital Story, our longest running sponsor, and a great way to end the show. Thank you so much for joining me in 2016. Happy New Year to you. So much stuff that we're going to work on this year. So glad you're with me. See you next week.